Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. My next guest is Landon Southern. Been trying to get him on the show for about 2 years now. Finally worked out. Good morning, Landon.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, if you guys don't know Landon, he graduated from Clint Prairie in 2021. Great baseball player for the Gophers. He now plays baseball for Anderson University, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about your baseball career here. I know you've played a lot of baseball from the time you started as a young guy, and I think you played in the Clint Prairie system. And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So I want to say I first started playing, I believe I played at Colfax, where it all started back in the day. My dad was probably one of my main coaches at the time, and I mean, I was 3 years old, maybe four at the time, and I just remember hanging on my dad's leg all the time and screaming and crying, and yeah, it was never one of those fun times. But I mean, I grew out of that, and I want to say that probably Colfax was probably one of my best times of my career, for sure.
You were one of those kids that took advantage of the new facilities and made it work for you. And besides playing at Colfax, you guys started playing a little bit of travel,
yep,
you know, as a group of kids, and then you started playing some more travel on top of that. So you want to talk about those days as well?
Yeah, sure. So I first started playing a team called Indy Groove out of Rossville. Coach Matt Marlin, he had a son named Braden Marlin, played at Rossville. I think he has a son that's a senior this year. I think he graduated this year, Cole Marlin. I had played there for a couple, 2 or 3 years, and then went over to the SOS, the good old Sauce days over here. Played for them about a year. I think I played for them in the fall, too. And then moved on and tried to go a little bit out of our county there for a little bit. So I went on to good old Indy area, go to Westfield, played for the Indy Sharks for a good 1 or 2 years, I believe. And then the Indiana Mustangs is my major one that really got me into where I am today. I had a couple of good coaches over there that got me hooked up with Anderson. Chris Hollick and Chris Estep really stepped up in a big way for my career. So,
you went on after your youth days, before you went on to Anderson, you played for the Clint Prairie Gophers. Matt Scott was your high school coach. You've got an interesting high school career. Did very well, really good pitcher. But you've got a story to tell, especially years down the road. People won't understand, but you didn't get to play your junior year because of COVID. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, how that affected you and your teammates, you know, growing up, playing all this baseball, and then on March 13th of 2020, they just took it away from you?
Yep, that really hurt. I feel like junior year, I'd have had a big year. Our team was going to be solid, really good. We had Caleb Peters at shortstop, Bailey Good at second, Teddy Hamilton over at first, and then our third base outfield was really good. I probably would have slid in the left field spot and hit in our lineup. Pitching-wise, we would have had some really good arms. Caleb Horn would have been one of our major ones. He's one of my good buddies still to this day. Jacob Perkins would have slid in really nicely there. Clayton Perkins would have came up as a sophomore, I believe. So he'd have been a really nice arm for us. And our catcher, Zach Skinner, I mean, one of my best buddies. He grew up, me and him, known each other since 7th, 8th grade, maybe, junior high. And man, we became really good friends, and we really had that connection behind the plate and on the mound, and it really was a great, I feel like we had a great year that junior year, but it's really unfortunate especially for that senior class that really got taken away. But I mean, we would have had a really solid year that year. So
yeah, it was unfortunate because I think there was a lot of kids in there, especially when you're in junior high, the coaching staff and the community really made a nice effort to get you guys playing some more baseball than kids that ever played before it at Clinton Prairie. And you know, we've been talking with Rossville and Frankfort today, who are sectional champions, and Prairie's trying to get back there. You know, back in the 80s, I mean, we dominated as a school corporation and up and down over the years. But I think if we get to the point of, you know, being like Rossville or Frankfort or Delphi, you know, we got to play all summer.
Yeah,
and we're
sure.
Just now getting back to that point. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, being part of that for the Gophers?
I'll be working with the junior high group a little bit right now, and just knowing some of the great talent that we have that's coming up in our next generation, I'd say that we're probably in pretty good hands for sure. Coach Scott's, I feel like, going to have a great time with those kids, and he's really going to develop them well. For the outside schools, I know Frankfort, they got the Perry kid. You were just talking with him. Man, he's a solid kid. We're going to be playing him in our conference. And, yeah, Jaden Skinner, I know he's been pretty solid as well. I know a couple of Rossville kids, and I mean, congrats to them, Frankfort and Rossville, for one of their sectionals, for sure. But, I mean, we got – this county is just loaded with talent. And outside counties, I mean, Carroll, Delphi, man, they're really good. Our sectional is really tough. And I really feel like we had a really good chance our junior, especially our senior year, to win that sectional for sure.
And if I remember back right, you were part of those Colfax groups or Colfax Mulberry groups that played against a lot of these schools in the town and country state tournament. And those guys, you know, they traveled on. I think Carroll in one age group, around your age group, won a state title at one time. And Rossville and Frankfort's both been there here of late. And you're correct. I mean, the baseball in this area is just, you know, the level just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Anderson. You mentioned there earlier playing on a travel team around Indianapolis, and they're taking a look at you or helping you get to Anderson. And tell us how all that process works.
So, first of all, I remember I was pitching a game down at Butler and for a local tournament nearby, and there was some really good talent down there, and just happened enough that main coach Matthew Bear is going to be there, and surely enough, my coach Chris Hollick at the time, he kind of took over communication a little bit, and once he kind of got things hooked up, I kind of slid in and said, hey, I mean, I'd love to play for your program. And then eventually, I think it was August, it was middle of August, I think, when I got my visit down there. So it was a really good visit. Everything went well. And surely enough, that same night, I committed to Anderson, and everything's been great since.
What are you studying over at Anderson?
I'm a sports marketing major.
Sports marketing.
Yep.
So Anderson baseball, what's a season entail for you guys? Indiana's hard, especially in college. You know, they play a lot of early games, but I'm assuming you guys are traveling out of state when it back in February and early March.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So our first set of games this year, we faced Trine. We unfortunately got swept by them down at Kokomo Championship Park, but it was really cold. Those temperatures are crazy, especially late February and going into early March. We played St. Norbert up in Wisconsin. They're a solid team. We ended up taking 2 or 3 wins out of there, and then we head down to Florida, played some 6 or 7 games, and then we just came home, started conference play up, and we eventually just tried to figure out a way. We started the conference 2-6, and we really were struggling to find our groove, and then we eventually found our groove, and we got things going in the conference tournament, and we became second place. So
I assume you're doing some pitching over there for the Anderson?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So how's that going for you?
It's going really well. First year, I didn't really start too much. We went down to Florida, and I got my first start down there my freshman year. And then I kind of had a pretty good year. This year, I did really well. Definitely put myself in the weight room and really pushed myself to get better, and finished with about 91 Ks on the year. So about 72 innings, I think, and eventually slid myself into the number one starter. So,
you've always done the pitching role wherever you've been, through the Colfax, Clinton Prairie, you know, all the way to Anderson. If you had a word of advice for a young guy, how would you tell him to, you know, what's your advice to get to where you're at now?
Oh, it's just trust the process for sure. I'm sure you've heard this saying before, but trust the process. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. One of the most underrated positions on the baseball field. I mean, you take control of the game and you really determine the outcome of the game. And it's just a long process, and just keep grinding and stay in the weight room. And I mean, that's really all I got, really.
How many guys are on the team from Anderson, and are they all Indiana kids or they come from all over?
We have a couple out-of-state kids. We have a kid, Ramiro Towers, out of Alabama. And then we have another kid, Luke Renard. He's going to be an upcoming senior this year. He's going to be big for us in the outfield. He's a senior from Wisconsin. So we got those two are pretty solid. Ramiro's going to be a really big help out of the bullpen, I think, for us next year. And then I think about on the roster, we had about 37, 38 guys this last past year. We started with a couple, like 41, I think, but eventually didn't turn out to be a good thing for them. So,
what's the next two seasons for Anderson look like?
Oh, man, we're going to be loaded. This conference that we have is really tough. Anderson baseball is in good hands, though, I think. We got a really good freshman upcoming class that's going to be really good things for us. And we got a really good sophomore class, really good junior class, and really good senior class all around. So,
I guess I didn't really talk to you too much beforehand, but, you know, Zach Edey last night, he said he's not going to go play, you know, pro basketball, and he's going to go back to Purdue. And a lot of NIL money at that Big Ten level and stuff. Does that trickle down to the level you're playing at Anderson?
Unfortunately, I haven't had any NIL deals yet, but that's something I'd really want to get into.
You need to talk to WILO after,
yeah, for sure,
after this is over?
Yeah, that's for sure something in the books. But
it's kind of changed college sports a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I remember a couple years ago when they first announced that, and it's just like, man, I'm getting ready to go into college, and something that I really want to be a part of, a way to earn money and kind of keep myself in the college level. So
I'm assuming you were in high school, but do you fall into any of that COVID time where you get an extra year or anything? I mean,
No, I do not. Okay. Unfortunately, yeah. So I only have the 4 years.
Yep. Okay. I know there's seems like every other game you watch in college basketball, this guy's an eighth year starter and stuff. You know, it's like, man, how do they do that?
Yeah, we had a guy that we played against Manchester University up north, and they had a guy. I think he's a 6 year grad student, so he's been up there for a while. He's a really good pitcher, and I mean, like I said, this conference is just loaded. It's a really tough conference to win, and man, we had a really good year this year. But
you want to talk about some places you played baseball at over your career, even your younger days? You know, here locally to, you know, some really nice parks, you know, out of state.
Oh, man. Grand Park, especially. I mean, that place is just loaded. I eventually got a job for them over the summer and been working there, and that place is just loaded. I mean, they got enough turf fields for good amount of states around the area. So
not only on the weekends travel, but just every night there's kids from all over Central Indiana coming in to play baseball, even softball.
Yep. It's, I mean, that place is loaded. I know there's some good like Victory Field, for example. We play a game down there every year for Anderson, and that stadium is so awesome to be a part of. And then, I mean, just
you've been over Kokomo and played.
Yep, Kokomo Championship Park, played at the Municipal Stadium for the tournament, and that stadium's nice.
Have you had a chance to play at Loeb Stadium Lafayette since they've updated it?
I played there for Legion Ball. I played there one time. It was a really cool stadium. Backdrop there is awesome.
I actually went and watched 3 or 4 innings on the fire truck last night, watched the Aviators play.
Yeah, cool stadium.
You got a chance to play for the Aviators or somebody like that in the next couple of years?
Yeah, for sure. I actually was communicating with the head coach with him a couple days ago. He sent me a text message saying, hey, we got a spot open for you, and unfortunately, I already committed to the Rockford Rivets up in Northwoods League, so it's going to be a big opportunity for me and something that I think is going to be really cool.
When does that start for you?
I'll be leaving early July, so I think I'll be moving in the 4th or the 5th, I believe. So.
And then how long a season, and what's that entail? Where are you going to play at?
It's going to be basically towards when I go back to school, so middle of August.
Okay. All right, and you'll just play Northern Illinois area?
Yep. I'll be there with the host family for about six weeks, so.
So you put a lot of time and effort in ever since, you know, T-ball age to get to where you're at now. You had some advice for young kids out there who want to play college baseball someday and or even beyond. What's it take?
I'd say that it starts right now. I tell my junior high kids all the time, I mean, it's time to start going, especially when, I mean, we've had a couple bad games, and it's just like, guys, we got to, like, step it up a little bit. I mean, you got to get yourself in the weight room. You got to be working on this stuff at home. And then, I mean, it all starts freshman year high school.
You can tell you've been in the weight room. I saw you last summer, but, man, you're bigger than you were a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, I really grew into my body my junior year especially. That's why I think your junior year would have been so great. But junior year, I really grew into my body. I really worked hard in the weight room. And then senior year came along, and it's just like, bang.
And not only that, I'm sure Anderson's preaching nutrition and food and all that and how important all that is.
Yep. We have a strength and conditioning coach that's always been there, and he's been always pushing us to get into the weight room, and eating habits are right, and especially our coach has been pushing that too. So I know it's been kind of a struggle to eat a little bit, but I mean, I still got more in the tank, I think. So, but yeah.
I always told people, if you're going to have a successful pitcher, especially in softball, you got to have a dad that's willing to sit on the bucket. I think you've had a dad that's willing to sit or squat or whatever he does and catch a lot of baseballs from you over the years.
Oh yeah. He's been awesome. He's been, that's my dad. I mean, he's been a trooper, and he's caught many bullpens for me, and a lot of screaming, yelling at each other. But I mean, hey, in the end, he's really done a lot for me, and I think a lot of miles. Yeah, a lot of miles traveled, especially in the early mornings, going to Grand Park and playing those 8 o'clock games. And yeah, he's really been an awesome person for me.
You want to talk about some coaches that have been behind you and you want to give a shout-out to, helping you get your career to this point?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to shout out Matt Scott. I mean, that dude's been such a cool role model for me over at Prairie. I've gone into the school a couple times, especially since I've been at Anderson, and just sat down and talked baseball with him. And he's just like, man, I mean, we got some kids. They're good. And just like, I really want to keep going in this program, and Clinton Prairie and our community is just something I want to keep part of, for sure. But another guy I would like to shout out, Chris Estep and Chris Hollick over at Round Tripper. They've really stepped it up for me in a big way. They got me connected to Anderson, and I mean, they really pushed me and drive me in different ways. And then, I mean, first and lastly, it's just my dad. Really, he's been a great coach, great role model for me, and I mean, that's what dads are supposed to do. So,
and he's even helping out with the young kids now.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, and that's, I believe he's one of the guys that really got me started. Me, Caleb Horn, and Brady Erickson, and my dad over there, and we're helping these junior high kids get a little better every day. And my dad, man, he's just been, he's been a cool guy. So, but yeah, that's really all I got.
So if what's after baseball? I guess that was my next question. Let's, you know, or even after these 2 years in Anderson, are you looking to maybe get a shot to do something else in, you know, and playing some kind of level of baseball? Is that what you're looking to trying to do?
Well, this league that I'm going into in the summer, Northwoods League, is a really great, great league for a baseball career. They have some alumni, Max Scherzer, Pete Alonso, Curtis Granderson, I believe, is there, and they really got their career started up in the Northwoods League. So if the time and the opportunity comes, MLB's or the Major League is the way. But if that doesn't pan out, then I look to find a job in the front office somewhere for a professional sports team, like the Indians or Colts or something around here. But that's I've always wanted to stick in this area. So,
well, that's great to hear. My guest this part of the show on Inside the Huddle has been Landon Southern. He played baseball in his youth down at Colfax and been part of the Clinton Prairie program. He's over at Anderson University now. Landon, you got anything else you want to talk about before we go?
I don't think so, Jamie. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you made the trek in here today to let everybody know what you're doing. But our guest was Landon Southern. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor to wrap up the show.